Army News, today's music. This is Garrison FM. I'm Chris Sturgis in Afghanistan. Today I'm at Fob Shawkat. I'm joined by Lieutenant Michelle Richards. Now, Michelle, I think you're going to have to do me a favour here. Could you just explain your role, because there's lots of them.
Yeah, no worries. My main job out here is I'm the influence officer for the battle group. So that basically means communicating with Afghan people, and particularly at this stage in transition, helping the Afghans to actually communicate with their own people rather than doing it for them.
That's crucial, isn't it?
Yeah, I've been really fortunate. Throughout the tour, I've managed two radio stations, which were kind of part of Radio Tamadun, which is the up in Lashkargah. But now we're handing it all over to the Afghans. It's very, very much transitioned. They're very good at communicating with their own people, particularly the district chief of police. He's been particularly good at communicating with people via local media and Helmand Media.
Right. So it's not you telling these presenters what to say. It's coming from their own governor, if you like.
Absolutely. It's completely coming from them now. I very much take a back seat now. I've seen a massive change in this tour, from actually being part of that communication to just being in the background and letting them crack on, really.
And what sort of messages are going out from the station?
A lot of it's raising awareness of Jarrowa and of the government as a whole. We have a relatively new district governor here, and he's very good at speaking on the radio and stuff. He just gets his message out, and connects with the people.
Yeah, it's just another tool, isn't it? And like you say, this is influence, and it's getting out to the people that matter here.
Yeah, absolutely. And the key thing is that it's inspiring, Afghans to repeat messages to other Afghans. There's absolutely no ISAF presence there. And, that's really important to transition.
Yeah. And your other role, you sort out the guys here, education matters, don't you?
I do, yeah, because the Afghan forces are, so prepped and ready to go now. So, a lot of my time's taken up educating them for the courses they need for promotion and to basically, their personal development as well. So that's been really important.
So they can come out here and study for a qualification. And that's just brilliant.
Yeah, it's great. I've been really pleased by how much the guys have engaged with that. The battalion has really got on board with education. And yeah, that's really important, for the guys to have something to look forward to when they get back, whether it be promotion or, going on a new course or anything that develops them.
Yeah.
So that's really important to their welfare, I think.
Mm. And how have you found being deployed here?
Oh, it's been great. I think the key thing...
Has it really?
No, it genuinely has, yeah. I think the key thing is the relationships that you have with everyone. You get very, very, good friends very quickly because you work so closely together. What's been really interesting here in Nadali as well is being able to talk to so many Afghans and getting their point of view. I've been so fortunate that in my job, it involves a lot of understanding what they want and
yes,
how they want things to be.
What are they saying? What are their big challenges? What are their big worries?
I think I've been really surprised, actually, how positive people are about the future here. I think that you've got to look at Nadali as quite far forward with regard to transition. And the government, the line ministries within the government are working, particularly well in this area. And people genuinely are, feeling good about the future. And they've seen a marked improvement in this area from, say, 5-10 years ago. And people generally have, high hopes.
Mm. And with your language skills, what is it you talk? Is it Pashto you talk?
It is, yeah. I'm no linguist by any stretch of the imagination.
Go on, give us a little bit. say hello, Garrison FM. Go on, give us something.
Assalamu alaikum. Zmanum Brishnadi. Zdazma Afghanumdi.
I won't try and repeat that, but what was that?
It's basically me saying hello. How are you? My name is Brishna. That's the name I use, my Afghan name.
Really?
Because it's one that resonates with Afghans. Because if you speak to them in, English names, they don't recognise them quite so much.
Right.
So, yeah, it's a good icebreaker.
Mm, absolutely. Well, I won't try and repeat that, as I said. Coming to the end of the tour, so only a matter of weeks to go for you. Family back home, whereabouts are they?
Back in the Midlands, right. Spread throughout the Midlands, really.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've missed my family a lot. It's always difficult. But I think what has been good about this tour, as opposed to others, is that you feel like there's been some real progress during your 6 months, and you can feel the change in the environment and, the capability of, our counterparts. And I feel like we've actually achieved something here in the last 6 months.
So when you get on that plane to eventually go home, you can sit in your seat and say, yeah, that's job accomplished. We did well.
I hope so, yeah, definitely. I think there's a good feeling within the transition support unit that, you know, we've pulled out all the stops to deliver an ANSF that are ready to go, and they definitely are. They don't need us anymore, and, you know, it'll be great to get back knowing that, you know, this area's in good hands.
Yeah. Great to hear. Michelle, thanks ever so much for talking to us. Really appreciate your time. How do you say goodbye in Pashto?
You could say pakerosi.
Pakerosi.
Yeah.
Pakerosi. What does that mean? Goodbye.
Just means kind of may peace be with you.
Pakerosi. And may peace be with you. Thanks ever so much for talking to us. Really appreciate it. This is Chris at Fob Shawcat on Garrison FM, and more coming soon.